So what do you do with now? You have your own business here.
Yeah, I retired from the RCM Police after 35 years of service, and I do handwriting, typewriting, ink analysis for the four Western provinces, mostly civil litigation.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. This one case I'm working on right now, it's anonymous letters being received by a lady. The police look upon these things today as sort of an onerous task, and they don't want to get involved. And quite often the people will come to a lawyer and then to myself, mm-hmm. rather than bring in the police at all. So I do anonymous letters. I got another one here from the Sunrite people up in the Okanagan, another anonymous letters up there. I was in Winnipeg on a criminal case, one in Winnipeg just a week and a half ago. I get around my book here somewhere. I get an average of about. It depends on a monthly basis. It could be 12 to 14 cases a month. February, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I've had 7 cases in February. From Hamilton, Vancouver, Vancouver, Regina, Burnaby, Vancouver, Vancouver. Here, June, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 cases last June. So it depends. I'm a fellow of the American Academy, so I go down to their seminars. So here, back in February of last year, I was in Vegas for 8 days at a seminar down there.
Academy of Forensic Sciences.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then in August, I was in Washington, D.C., on the American Society of Question Document Examiners. That's the thing I got there. Mm-hmm. And then in September, I was up in Edmonton for the Canadian Society of Forensic Sciences. Mm-hmm. So I'm a fellow of the American Academy. I'm a past director and life member of the Canadian Society of Question of Forensic Sciences. So, yeah, I've been doing this now for 12 years. August of 87. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. 15 cases in August. And these were from Winnipeg, Calgary, Vancouver, Winnipeg, Oliver, Chilliwack, Vancouver, Winnipeg, Chilliwack, Winnipeg. If I get involved with that. Now, like going back to the good old days, I know most of the lawyers, I know most of the judges in British Columbia, because from 63 to 70, I traveled throughout the province of BC and the Yukon, giving evidence in the courts. Many of the lawyers then, many of the judges today were young lawyers then that were struggling along. You know, guys like Tommy Fisher and Murray Hyde and people like that, Tommy Dome. So I know these people very well. I'd say about 10% of my cases go to court. 90% of them are settled out of court on the strength of my report that go forward. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So most of my work is handwriting. I don't mean graphology, I mean identification of handwriting. And I'll do, like I'm expecting a case coming in from I do Chinese pictograms, I got very involved with the Chinese, illegal Chinese in this country back in the late 50s, early 60s, when I worked out of Ottawa. We identified about 160,000 illegal Chinese in the country, what they call paper father, paper son. And I had 12 Hong Kong policemen with me for about 3 months in Ottawa, and from them I learned from them how they were taught to write. Mm. Not the language per se. I can't read the language. I know certain pictograms, of course, but how they were taught. And it came right down, same with our own handwriting, which we don't do it. I don't think they teach them anymore in the schools, the Parker system of writing or the McLean system. I think they just let them go ahead and write.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
But with the Chinese, we had to know exactly the formation of the pictogram. Mm-hmm. And they become kind of, they create their own characteristics with their cursive type of writing of pictograms, you know, mm-hmm. same kind of a thing. So I did all that, and I'm expecting a case right now from a Vancouver lawyer here on pictograms. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I just had a case here, prior to Christmas, from the Chicago University and the Northwest University, where the Chinese students had been raising money to send to the three underground leaders in China.
All right.
And they had raised $12,000, and they set up a a courier. Manon couriers take it over there. And when they bought it back, when the courier came back, he had a receipt signed by the so-called three underground leaders, and they were looking at the handwriting of the pictograms, and they were saying, God, they look quite similar, the line quality. So they sent them to me, and they have handwritings of, oh yeah, they approached the courier, and he said, well, that's right, he says, the two underground leaders were still in hiding, he says, so I got the one underground leader, he signed for the three names, you know. And they did have handwritings of the underground leader, they sent that to me too, and they were all forged. Mm. And what they were afraid of was that this courier was a part of like a fifth column,
right,
of the Chinese over there, yeah.